Om Shanti. Thanks, Raj, very much. First time I heard that, I'm extremely friendly. Wonderful. Yeah, so as you heard, I'm participating since many, many years at the UN Climate Conference. And I just came back from Dubai, and where Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative has participated at the climate conference number 28, called COP28. And the reason why so many climate conferences are happening is because our climate is changing, and you all must experience it. I'm sure in your country also, the weather is a bit upside down. Is it like that? Bit hot, bit dry, some flooding. For example, we don't have a proper winter at the moment. It's a bit coolish, but not as usual. And I just read that in Shimla, in Gulmarg, that's a place in the Himalayas where Indians go skiing. And normally there are now 240 millimeters of rain, and that becomes snow, so everybody can ski there. It's very beautiful. But this season they only had 17 millimeters. Less than 10%. And that's not only a problem for the people who are skiing, that's also a big problem for the rivers who are flowing from there into the plains and in spring bring the water for the farmers. So there's no snow, there's no melting water. So it's a big drought right now in the middle of the winter in the Himalayas, and there's no snow. And I just give you a brief update. And here you can see a slide. It's about the tipping points in climate. And that's why our climate is changing. Since 50 years, since actually the Second World War, we're burning fossil fuels and we're pumping CO2 in the atmosphere. And CO2 is a climate gas, as they call it. It's a greenhouse gas. What happened is the heat from the sun can enter into the earth, but when it tries to be reflected and goes out, the carbon molecules, they stop the heat molecules. They bounce back. That's the physics. So it's called greenhouse gas. Slowly the earth is heating up. And you can see here that this is affecting already the tipping points. The science has identified three major areas. The blue is the ice. The green is the forests and forests and also the reefs, and the red is the circulation system. And all these major systems, they are changing already in a big way. And the reason is that these orange bands, this one, that's called the jet stream is changing. And that's why we're getting heat wave for 6 weeks, or we get flooding for 2 weeks. It rains and rains and rains, and it doesn't change because the jet stream has changed. And what's in the pipeline? Some effects of climate change we can see. That is more floods and storms. That's happening already. But we can see also more and worse forest fires. You might have known last year in summer, there had been 2,000 forest fires in Canada. Never before so many forest fires. Usually they get 50 or 100. But this time they had 2,000. And they couldn't stop it. So it was just burning. In Siberia it's the same. Big, big forest fires. We have more and more animal extinction. So biodiversity is being reduced because species don't have their normal space. And we have also a lot of heat-affected illnesses. And you might know in Europe last summer, they estimate 50,000 people died because of heat wave. 50,000 people died because of heat wave. And we also see rising heat sea level all over the world. And that is why we're getting so many floods also from the ocean and big waves. And the economic losses are estimated to be right now 400 billion US dollar per year. Approximately 400 billion US dollar per year, only because of climate change. And you can see some pictures, and this is in Germany last year. You can see the mice, you can see the forest fire near Berlin. Germany is very green, but the scientists say in the east this will become like desert. And then the river Rhine, which is the biggest river, there was not enough water for the barges to ship the coal and the and these things, and the power plants had not enough water for cooling. So there was almost a power cut in Germany last summer because of the heat. And so the situation is very dramatic. And here's a little bit of a funny slide. And you can see the red is COVID-19. And then we have the blue wave, which is the recession. We have a recession already everywhere around the world. And then we have climate change, which is the green tsunami. And then the biodiversity collapse is the purple tsunami. So all these tsunamis are coming to us little people. And Sir David Attenborough, a famous scientist, he said the collapse of civilization is at the horizon. And we're just seeing it with our eyes. Now for us BKs, that's a big, big, big topic. And many BKs, they say, what? What's going on? Why is this happening so fast? I may be not ready, or I may have a bit fear of these things, you know? Who's ready? Hands up, anybody's ready? Anybody is ready? Okay, nobody's ready. Who has a bit fear of these things? Anybody? Or are you totally fearless? Who's fearless? I have a little bit fear, I'm honest. It's a very dramatic situation, you know. It's like a bad Hollywood movie, you know. So for us Brahmins, it means we should visualize that, because Baba has told us many times that nature will also come, and we should stay optimistic. You know, and this here are two animals which are very optimistic. One animal is the elephant, which is very, very happy and very optimistic. And one is the monkey. And the elephant is optimistic because he's already mid-air, flying through the air, and he believes little monkey will catch me. And little monkey is grabbing to elephant and believes he can hold the elephant. And we Brahmins have to become like that. We have to be very optimistic, because we are also in the middle of the air, like the elephant. No? We're no more on the ground, but we have not yet reached to subtle region. So we are mid-air. And Baba's hand is coming from above, and he's catching us. So we have to be very optimistic. And that's what we're doing at the climate conference. And that's why we're going to the climate conference. And Brahma Kumaris has initiated an environmental initiative in 2009. And we are advocating become a moderator, become a peacemaker, become a visionary. And we have also the 10 ways to change, become a vegetarian, walk your talk, empower yourself, become peaceful, and all these things. And we promote these ideas and this concept of an inner change at the climate conference. And we also have the 5 R's. Rethink before you buy anything. Reuse as much as possible. Reduce your consumption. Recycle as much as possible. And refuse. And I remember when I was a small boy, we were 3 brothers, I always had to wear the trousers of my elder brothers. And I didn't like it at all. I had to wear also the jacket. And then I had to wear also the shoes. And I didn't like to wear the shoes, but my mom said, no way, you have to wear the shoes. And in those days, when the shoes were gone, you brought them to the shoemaker. Huh? And you got them repaired. You remember that when you were young? Nowadays, we wear the shoes for half year, 1 year, then they are gone and we throw them. Huh? So we throw away things. We throw away society. So at the climate conference we are promoting a vegetarian diet or even vegan diet. Who is vegan? Anybody is vegan here? Nobody is vegan. Aiya. Nobody is vegan. Oh, you. Okay. All right, I'm also not a vegan, but I'm trying a little bit. If there's vegan product, I will skip the milk, no problem. It's very nice. Because you see, the carbon footprint of food and also of milk is very high. 10 times more land, 10 times more water, 10 times more energy for meat production. But milk also is very high energy requirement. So Brahma Kumaris has also a lot of activities for the centers. We have plastic-free institution, and we have tree plantation, travel compensation, guidelines for the centers, and regular newsletters. That's what we're doing from Environment Initiative. And we have a program called Yogic Farming, and we teach the farmers to meditate also with the crop. And then give good thoughts, I love you, you will become very good, you're my friend, and so on, to the seeds and also to the land. And the results are very interesting. You can see here the results, for example, for carrots. And you can see in the middle is the yogic carrots, and they are the biggest and the most yummy. They're the most tasty. And then you can see the chemical ones with fertilizer and organic. And in the middle is the yogic farming carrots without fertilizer, all same amount of water, same soil. No? And here you can see this also with the wheat. And you can see this wheat with meditation is about 30% more yield than without meditation. And you can see the webpage yogiketi.org. And you will find lots of information and ideas about yogic farming. And yogic farming is now very successful, and Brahma Kumaris is identifying 70 farms where we will roll out and install this kind of ideas. We also have Kalptaru, that's a tree plantation program all over India. Anybody has heard of Kalptaru? Okay, there is a webpage. brahmakumaris.com, Kalptaru, and you will find more information. And we planted almost 2 million trees. It's an international program, and there's an app. You can sort of download the app, plant a tree, take a photo, and then it's counting as one planted tree. And everybody can sort of look up in the app how many trees I have planted and what's the situation of the tree. And due to all these activities, we have started to join United Nations long time ago, 30 years ago, United Nations, UNESCO. We started to join UNESCO, that was 30 years ago. But 15 years ago, we started with UNFCC, United Nations for Climate Change, to combat climate change. And since then, we have joined UNEP, United Nations for Water, United Nations for Biodiversity, and United Nations for Ocean, for Desertification, and so on. These are all different UN bodies. And to join them, you have to go through a pretty complicated application process, and you have to show them what you're going to do at the conferences, and you have to also show your financial situation, and so on. So they make a background check on the organization. And once they've done it, you can join these conferences and you can send delegates to these conferences, official delegates. And that's what we have done. And that's how we end up going since 15 years to the United Nations Climate Conference. I came first time, I think it was COP 15 or so, in Dubai, in Copenhagen. And now it's COP 28, it's the 28th conference of parties. That's what COP means. And it was in Dubai. And you can see here our youth team, and you can see our exhibition, where we have all our brochures and our blessing cards and all this, what we give. And here you can see our team, You can see in the middle Sister Genty, which is the head of our delegation. So she has been to all climate conferences, and since a couple of years also Maureen is coming, Sister Jyotika and Sister Jyoti from Dubai, which have hosted us, and we all stayed in Dubai Center. It's a big center, and if you have time and you can make a stopover, visit Dubai Center. Very, very nice. And behind in the blue jacket is Sister Sonia. She's the coordinator and manager of the Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative. Then Sister Valerian, Anetta, which is living at India One Power Station, Valerian and Caroline, and Brother Biru and Priyanka, and some others. We also have a youth team, and you can see here our youth team meeting to Genty Bidi, and below you can see a meeting of the of our group. So I and Sonia, we arrived 3 days before the conference started, and we started a little bit preparing and went to the venue and started with the exhibition and all this. And the venue took place in a very famous location in the Dubai Expo City. And the Dubai Expo City is very famous. It was built 2 years ago for the world exhibition, and very famous, very, very famous. I've never seen something like that, and it's like a city on its own, and everything new, everything posh, many big halls, press rooms, many different buildings. You have to walk half an hour from one area to the other area. It's huge. And everything very posh, very latest. And conference took place in Dubai. This is the evening view from our center. So this was the view from my center every evening. And Dubai is a very interesting place. It's actually paradise of shopping. Who has been to Dubai? Anybody has been to Dubai? Oh yeah. And you can see every morning we drove with the metro. There were the skyscrapers, and at the side were these huge billboards here: win this car and buy a shopping and buy something here. So all these billboards were there, and it was all about shopping, advertisement, and skyscrapers. And actually people, they come to Dubai to study the skyscrapers. And on the right side here you can see the Burj Al Khalifa is the highest building in the world. Tallest, yeah, the highest. Who knows what's the height? 829 meters. It's unbelievable. And I also never driven on highways with 9 lines in one direction. But I counted 9 lines in one direction. And so people come only for weekend shopping to Dubai, because it also has the biggest shopping malls in the world. And here you can see some of the view which we had every day, because every day we had to cross from the center 1 hour by metro to Expo City. And sometimes on the way back, the metro was more crowded than in Bombay, the local trains, which is quite something. One time I had to wait 4 trains until I could get in. And then I had to stay 1 hour like this, because it was jam-packed. And as I mentioned, Dubai has the biggest shopping malls. I've never seen something like that. I went in 2 shopping malls, and one was Mall of Emirates, and one was Dubai Shopping Mall. And the Dubai Mall. And there's a big lake and water, and the tower gets illuminated in the evening. And inside you go, and it's unbelievable. All the top brands in the world are there. And you go inside, and you don't want to buy anything, but you end up buying something. That's modern psychological conditioning. And You can see here a very special offer. Buy 7 and pay 3. I mean, normally you see buy 2, get buy 3 and pay 2. Or buy get 2 and buy pay for 1. But here you get 7 pieces and you buy only for 3. And below, there was one place in Emirate Mall, and I was coming to a coffee, and I looked through the window on the other side, and there was a skiing slope. So people were skiing, and you must imagine outside it's 30 degrees, and I touched the window, it was in double glass, and on the other side was a skiing slope, and there was -2, and people were in muffler and shawls, and the kids were skiing down with the sledges and all that. And in the other mall, there was a huge aquarium, you can see here. And it's the biggest maybe in the world, I don't know. And there were, I counted 40 sharks, plus hundreds other fishes, plus divers. And on top is a bookshop, and I've seen many bookshops. It's the biggest bookshop I've ever seen. It's like this, bigger than this hall, the bookshop. And so that's quite interesting. This year, a climate conference took place in the biggest shopping paradise in the world and in UAE, United Arab Emirates, which is one of the big oil producers in the world. And the climate conference is all about phasing out fossil fuels. And interestingly, the president of the conference, he was the former chairman of ADNOC, which is the government body. Yeah, it's the national oil company. So his business was to sell more and more oil. And just last year, he overseen the expansion of oil production of ADNOC from 4 million barrel per day to 5 million barrel per day. And climate science is telling us you actually have to leave and reduce now coal, oil, and gas. You have to leave it in the ground. If you produce more and more and you sell it, the planet will die. So he was selling oil, and then he got the job to become president of the climate conference. Means oversee the proceedings, and is quite an important job. I will tell a little bit more what came out by the conference. So one of the speciality of the conference, we started a studio, a live studio called Care, Share and Inspire. And we had a full studio set up in the Raja Yoga Center in old part of Dubai. And it took us 3 months to plan it, or 4 months, and hundreds of mails and many Zoom calls. And finally, we had a professional studio. And the idea was that we have one moderator. We have 14 sessions. Sonia was moderating 3. I was moderating 11 sessions. And that we have 2 scientists or politicians or activists and 1 spiritual resource person. And here you see one program. And either Jenti Ben was the resource person or Maureen was the resource person. And here you see Jenti Ben, Maureen, and our Sonia, and she's interviewing a bishop. Lady is a bishop from Sweden, and one other well-known activist from Arab country. And so we had 45-minute session, and we had 14 sessions altogether, and we have 75,000 viewers now on the YouTube channel of this program. And it went very, very well. It's very good content because we organized it, and we could sort of create the atmosphere. We could ask the questions, and we could ask this resource person all about cycle of time, karma, spirituality, environment, all these interesting questions. And the other people shared very good insights, what they feel, how, where's the climate check, what is the science, and so on. And after the program, we had also a reception which was very, very good, because we had a team of six sisters, and every evening they were cooking extremely yummy food. So every evening we had super delicious food after the studio program, and we invited all the people of the studio also to join in the reception, and then they could meet also to Genty Ben, to Maureen, to all our people. And it was very lovely mingling, and here you can see one of the sessions, and in the background the technical team. And we had three brothers, they were only looking into camera, with three cameras, 10 lights, professional backdrop, and a professional stage. I was, and we got the powder before the session, so the face is not too shiny, so it was totally professional. And at the end, each speaker also got a gift from the resource person, so they got a calendar, blessing card, tollies. It was very well organized, everything. And every evening, for 2 weeks, we did this live transmission. And we streamed it on three YouTube channels, Brahma Kumaris Environment, UK, YouTube channel, and also the Raja Yoga YouTube channel, and we streamed on Twitter and Facebook. And so now we have 75,000 viewers, which is quite amazing. So big thanks also to the local team, and Raj, you might know all these people there, many of them. They helped in the kitchen, and they prepared for our team everyday food. So we got food, travel food, food for the day, and they prepared food also evening for the climate conference. Thanks a lot to Dubai family for organizing and hosting us. And now I show some pictures from the climate conference itself. So this was a huge conference. Just to give you an idea, there have been 85,000 delegates. 85,000 registered delegates, plus people who are not registered, who were working or doing other programs outside the climate conference, a lot of activity outside the conference also. So 85,000 people could register and got a badge and got insight into the official conference. And in the conference itself, approximately every day, 250 programs took place. So every day the main plenary session was there, where all the official negotiators from the government are negotiating. They negotiate on various agreements and text, what will be the agreement for the climate conference. So each state, each government maybe can send 4 or 6 negotiators official. They're sitting in a main hall, there were 2 main halls with a capacity of 2,000 seats each, much bigger than this hall, a bit like Shantivan size. And there have been many smaller halls where, or at the time, press conference took place. There were 4 halls for press conference, and at the time, all the time, parallel press conference. Everybody could organize a press conference, so Brahma Kumaris did 6 press conferences. And then there was Innovation Hub, this, that, there was a Faith Pavilion, and so on. So you can see here one program with Sister Genty, Innovation Hub, and upstairs one press conference with Sister Genty. And here you can see some of the main halls and the spaces. And they had fantastic setup. Just to give you an idea, here is one of the halls with the fantastic LED light. And this was for special presentation, and you can see the whole walls were LED lights, and they projected the whole ceiling, and they were very good with slogans, act, deliver, and be decisive. You know, they had many good slogans, and so everywhere Brahma Kumaris was there at a given time. We had 8 people at the conference, and we organized 60 programs in total. And here's the youth program. You see Brother Shantanu and Sister Priyanka from our youth team. Here you can see our Genty Ben meeting our youngsters. So we had also a lot of young BKs. And they also went then to the mangroves in outside of Dubai, and they planted mangroves. You know that the mangroves are very important for the survival of ecosystem and against erosion. And Dubai has some areas where it's a desert state, but some places the mangroves are growing, and the mangroves are all suffering because of the climate change also. And so the youngsters all went there, and they planted then mangroves, baby mangroves, you know. And they had a tour. There's like an eco center. So a lot of activities were going on. And here we are going outside in the desert, and about 30 kilometers outside of Dubai is one of the biggest solar plants in the world. It's called Noor, and it's producing about 25% of the power demand of Dubai. And you see here in the middle, we saw a guy on the bicycle. And I was wondering how this man is managing, because it was quite hot. Despite it is winter, it was 32 degrees in daytime, quite hot. And below the picture, you see the Noor power station. All the whole desert was only solar plants. You can look 10 kilometers here, 10 kilometers here, 10, all solar. And we were in the middle of this tower, which was the innovation center. And we looked down on the solar plant. And they're planning now to install double or triple the capacity, and they plan in 20 years to supply 100% solar power to Dubai. That's the plan. But at the same time, they also want to sell oil and gas to the rest of the world. So it's a very tricky situation we are in right now. Yeah, and so then something very special happened. For the first time, there was a faith pavilion. And faith pavilion means the imams of Dubai, they organized, they had an agreement with the government, and they got a pavilion, a whole building, where only faith leaders around the world had programs. And because 80% of the world population, they belong to a faith group. And slowly they understand that they have to do something special to change our lifestyle. So they are now opening the doors of the conference to all the religions. And here you can see Sister Genti giving an interview on top. I had a talk also. And here Maureen, you can see in the faith pavilion, she's getting an award. And here you can see all the groups which are members of the faith pavilion, and almost every religious group, Buddhist, Hindu, Protestant, Anglican, Catholic, any Baha'i, any religious group, Islam also, you can imagine, they were part of this faith pavilion and organizing it. And so Maureen had a good time. She's very engaged there. And Sister Valerian also, she's coordinating also all the interfaith. There was also a Talanoa dialogue and the press conference. Talanoa dialogue is where religious groups meet together, and they sort of make every year a statement and present it to the presidency. And here you see our BK Valerian. She's giving to one of the sheikhs, she's giving to one of the organizers, presidency, she's giving this this Talanoa dialogue declaration. So we were very busy, and interestingly, for the first time, now Indian gurus also show up at the climate conference. They realize this is a huge platform. And you see here Maharishi is coming, and also Satguru. You heard about Satguru? He also came to the climate conference, but he brought a lot of money. So he hired a pavilion inside the climate conference, and 100 square meter pavilion. For 2 weeks you have to pay $100,000 only for the pavilion. And he hired a stadium with 12,000 people, And he charged everybody $150 to $250 to come in. And people were paying and they came in. So Indian gurus, they come and they show up now also at the climate conference. And here's one program in one church, which was organized by Valerian and the Talanoa dialogue. And so there was some bishop and some priests and some rabbis and so on. And they were all discussing how religions can help avoiding climate disaster. Here you can see our Shantanu. He's interviewed by Radio France. Just to give you an idea, there are 3,000 delegates from the press. 3,000 delegates from the press. Any television station you can imagine you've ever heard is at the climate conference. They're sending their people there. So it's the biggest conference in the world, has the biggest media attention, and the biggest number of VIPs is coming. This time, German Chancellor, French President, I think Biden was there, Modi was there. And the big case, they met Modi when he arrived, and so we sent 6 people to the hotel where Modi was staying, and Modi met them and he said, Om Shanti is also here. So Modi knows us very well. So they were very clever with slogans, and here you see Unite, Act and Deliver, and they had very, very good slogans, but there was also one area with the jokes, and here you can see one joke is... I can't read it, but I may can read it from here. One joke was, we will see heavy rains, we will see this kind and that kind of weather. But we will see lots of depression, is the weather lady saying. And the other lady says, it might be not time now to recycle things, because we have other problems. So actually, inside the climate conference, there was a lot of business deals also being negotiated. And a lot of companies were advertising also their products to take carbon out of the atmosphere, or electric cars. There was like an innovation hub where they showed also new technology which can deal with climate change. But hardly anybody was talking how to avoid the emissions. And hardly anybody was talking on a simple lifestyle or to reduce consumption, you know. And so there was a discrepancy. What happened in the conference, all very plush, a lot of money, a lot of VIPs. And on the other side, already people in Africa suffering. And you can see here, we had a program also on the Queen Elizabeth II in Dubai. This is the real ship which has been bought by some rich Dubai people, and they converted it into a hotel and conference room. And this is a very, very VIP ship. And inside, Sister Genty was giving a talk, Sowing Seeds of Hope. And we hired the ballroom, and you see the ship there above, was sailing all over the world, and in its time it was the number one ship. And I was the MC of the program, and the speciality was we had all Arab people coming to the program. And Sister Genty gave a beautiful speech about hope, how you can sow seeds of hope, how your actions and how your thoughts can create hope in the people. And she said, small steps of goodness, they multiply and they will create a good momentum for hope. Then we got a tour of the ship, and we were also shown the bar and the restaurant where Her Majesty the Queen and Prince Andrew used to take their cocktail drinks. So it was a very special moment. Then back at the climate conference and at this ship event, we had about 400 people coming to our program, and it was also live streamed. It was quite VIP. Just to give you an idea, just the room to hire the room was $10,000 for one event. So these were the costs. Dubai is not cheap. Here you can see some other programs, and there's our sister Priyanka. Priyanka is a BK and she runs a small company, and she's teaching Indian villages for reforestation and check dams and recharge the groundwater and all this. And she did a couple of programs. She's very active. So after 2 days, the program was over. Hundreds of programs, 85,000 people. And here you can see at the end, the last day, there was the announcement of the agreement. So the agreement of this COP is very interesting. So for the first time, there is an agreement on loss and damage. Loss and damage means the Western countries are responsible for 80% of the greenhouse gases. Means America, Europe, Japan, Australia. Basically, they're responsible. Africa, for example, is only responsible for 3% of the carbon emissions which are causing the greenhouse gas. But they're suffering mostly in climate change. India also 3% of the carbon emissions responsible, but very big effect and a lot of damage due to climate change. So it's 30 years they're discussing that the rich Western nations should transfer some money. And the West always said, okay, later, next conference. And this time there was a deal, but there was not enough money. They're promising $100 billion per year, but now maybe $20 billion has been given so far. America, for example, which is the biggest exporter of oil and gas in the world, they have given $17 million. $17 million came from the America for this loss and damage funds, which needs $100 billion per year. But the damage of climate change is already $400 billion per year. So it would be much cheaper to avoid the emissions and avoid climate change, but humans cannot change. And then an agreement has been signed, but in the agreement are many loopholes. The language is very vaguely. You don't have to reduce, you may reduce, you know, like this. So it's a very spongy text. The problem is that all countries in the world, they have to agree to sign. If one country doesn't like it, they cannot sign the agreement. So it's very difficult to bring all countries in one table because there's no unity. The finances are also not clear, and historical responsible of the developed nations has not yet been accepted. So it was a climate conference, which was very posh, which was very nice, but the change of lifestyle which is needed to save planet Earth has not happened. And the reason is people don't have the strength, they don't have the wisdom, and they have not spirituality. And ego and greed is still ruling the world. And from a spiritual perspective, we can see that the karma of the past is coming back to us. Karma of the actions since 200 years, since 500 years, we're cutting trees, we're burning down the forests, we're doing the minings, we have the slavery, we have the colonies, the colonization since 500 years that is going on, and the feedback of the old karma is coming back and is hitting us now. And we as Brahmins, we cannot solve the climate change, but we can give tools and methods to deal with the stress and the fear. Because a lot of people are getting now very scared. And I met a psychologist in Oxford last year in summer, and she told us she's getting so many youngsters who have climate anxiety. They have fear of climate change. So, and when you start with small steps in your center, in your personal life, that gives good feeling and you can build up on that. And Brahma Kumaris is also promoting at the climate conference the solar systems. And you might know since 25 years we're in solar energy. We're building right now a new solar cooker on the rooftop of kitchen. So when you have time, go up. And this is a picture of India One. And this is running since 5 years. And when you have time and you're in Shantivan, please have a look. Brahma Kumar is very active in the field of solar. And we are the biggest institutional user of solar energy in India. And Baba has said, at the end, you will have light and outside will be darkness. And this projector and this sound is also running on solar energy. So, and we are also building right now a new biogas plant, and we are introducing a new waste management to the institution, where we segregate the waste and then all organic matter goes into a biogas. And this is a picture 2 weeks ago, and you can see the biogas plant is soon ready. So we see that we have clean technology, funds are available, and it's a need of time to change. But humanity is not able to change because we lack spirituality. And our inner world and the outer world are connected. And this is what we are bringing close at the climate conference. This is our slogans. When we change, the world is changing. And we do also a lot of meditation and meditation commentaries and try to inspire people to bring the change on the inside. The change all starts with me. If I start changing, if I become peaceful, loving, compassionate, I influence family, country, life on earth, and then I can heal the planet. So we have to heal ourselves and then heal the world. And Baba always says that the most powerful method to heal the world, what is the most powerful method? Anybody knows it? Our thoughts. Baba says the most powerful service is the service of our thoughts. And Leonardo da Vinci, a very famous scientist in the 15th century, a genius, he said, realize everything is connected to everything else. And whatever we think, we project outside. Remember the yogic farming? When we have love and compassion to the seeds, they grow better. So that's how we also create the new world. Our thoughts and visions are creating the new world. And that's basically what we're trying to inspire people at the climate conference. We're saying, hey, you have an incredible potential. You wake up to your potential. We call it opening the third eye. You purify yourself and your thoughts create reality. And so what we have to do as BKs, think positive on yourself, think positive on others, and then think positive on the world. And I remember Dadi Janki. She was such a source of inspiration. Who has met Dadi Janki? You all met Dadi Janki. Very good. Such a powerful source of inspiration. And I was very lucky to meet her many times, and many times in Europe I was the driver when she was doing Raki tour. And I drove Dadi through Germany or in Europe. And she said, become an angel. Be helper to God. Be loving and compassionate. And be healer for the world. And be a guide to the light. And this is our subtle duty when we go to these conferences, that we go in the consciousness there, I'm an angel. And my job is to send good vibration to all these 80,000 souls, to all these millions of souls around the world which are suffering already in climate change. And this is our future. And we have to understand that the change we are seeing right now in the world is just the beginning of big, big transformation. Climate change will accelerate. In the next years, there will be food crisis. The wars, Gaza, Ukraine, will also increase. And Baba says these are all the signals for us to become angels and to become healers. And this is the month, Avyakt month, you know, where we all remember Brahma Baba when he became perfect. And one of his motto, become bodiless, become a well-wisher. So we have also a platform called Yogis for Future, and where we have 150 meditation commentaries, and there we sort of give 5 minutes meditation for peace, for love, for compassion, and we inspire people. This is also what we give at the climate conference, and we inspire people to imagine the perfect world. And there's a beautiful song of John Lennon, "Imagine all the people living together in one world." And we should imagine our perfect world and our perfect, most important, beautiful emotion is love. You know, it's most powerful also. Baba says love can heal everything. And when there's love, there's peace, harmony and beauty. And that's how we create actually the beautiful world, through beautiful thoughts and beautiful feelings, which we create in ourselves, and then we radiate. So I come to the end of this little bit overview. Thank you very much. And here you see our different web pages. And in the www.echo.brahmakumaris.org, if you go there, you will find the link to our YouTube channel and to all these interviews. They're all there, all professional interviews, very, very good content about God and the world and what is going on right now, and if science can help, if spirituality can help, what is about karma, what is about drama, and all discussed in a very, very open manner with scientists together. There we have also Yogis for Future, and also our solarbrahmakumaris.com. And who's interested to join our mailing list of the green team, he can sort of contact me later. I'm around. I'm living here. And thank you very much. And let's all join hands and with good thoughts, with love and compassion, we are healing ourselves, we're settling our karma, and then we become angels. And it is now the time for all of us. We can see the signals, COVID, climate change, loss of biodiversity, our daddies have left us, and these are all strong signals, and the war in Ukraine and Gaza, these are all strong signals for us to become angels and fly. Thank you very much, and Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Anybody has any questions? Okay, so thank you very much, Brother Golu. You really
become very peaceful, very silent. Connect to Baba, the light. Baba is the ocean of peace, of love, and of power. I am his close child, sitting under the umbrella of protection. Baba's love is there, coming to me, nourishing me, and make me feel light. Love lets me forget my body. And love lets me overcome my old karma. Love gives me wings and carries me above. And love is the essence of my relation with Baba. I am peace. I am power. I'm sending now love and peace to the world. I visualize the world in my hands. I'm sending love and peace to all the conflicts in the world, all the people in fear, hunger, anxiety, and despair. I send them love and compassion. I now visualize animals and nature, the trees, the water, the forests, the oceans. I'm sending love, compassion and purity to all the elements. And the world I'm holding in my hands is changing. It becomes light. It is shiny. Becomes a beautiful new world. Satyuga. Paradise. The world of beauty. Of peace. Of love, of justice. That's my future. I will be there. Now is my duty to create the vibration to help in this transformation. In this journey, I am a traveler. I'm touching with my hand, Baba's hand, and I will be safe. I will be light on this journey. I will be protected. Powerful vibrations are radiating from me to the world, to the souls. They touch the atoms, the vibrations touch the molecules. Purity is very powerful. It cleanses and transforms the world. I'm slowly coming back. Keeping the atmosphere with me. That's my job, being an angel. Om Shanti.